On the phone line today with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what did we see take place in the ag marketplace today?
Well, I'd say it's a disappointing day. We started the day out with some positive news. The Ukraine has suspended the grain shipments in the corridor that was friendly to the wheat, and wheat has responded up. It's about a dime higher. Also, this morning we had export sales, 7:30. They were very good, 1.35 million metric tons in corn, 1.38 million metric tons in soys. So some rare good news for the grain markets, and it did get them higher for a while. Beans were up at one time about 8 or 9 cents, and the corn was up about 4 cents, but couldn't hold on to those gains. Corn's steady right now, and beans are down about 8, but the wheat's still up 10. Part of the problem might be the outside markets that are negative to the grains. The dollar's up about 20 points. The crude oil is down $2, and the stock market's down about 200 points. So that's probably putting the grains under a little bit of pressure. Livestock-wise, cattle is a little bit lower. They've been trying to come to grips all week with the report. Came out last Friday, the bearish cattle on feed that showed a placement of 6%. They're looking for 1%. So that was very negative. But since then, the market stabilized. It hasn't gone down any farther than the day it were closed on that day. Another impact of that report was the hog market. It seemed to put in a low that day. It was very noticeable that with the cattle limit down and a lot of options on Monday, the hog market couldn't make new lows. And now they're actually up off their lows, hog market, about $2 or $3.
October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 0.75 cents at 479.25. November soybeans down 8.75 cents at 1279.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down 10 cents at 179.32. November feeder cattle down $1.55 at 236.50. December lean hogs up $1.12 at 68.62. And class 3 milk down 2 cents at 17.53.